Hey everybody, thank you for pressing play on this episode. Today we're talking about your strengths, and I'm going to share a really big weakness of mine. Let's cue the theme song. Let's go.
You're listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hansen-Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
All right. Thank you for pressing play. I told you in the intro that I have weaknesses. That should be a no surprise to you. I'm going to talk about the Strength Finder weaknesses that I have, because once I learned about them, it really helped me and gave me the grace that I needed to progress. So if you've ever taken Strength Finder test, you know that you're given top 5 strengths. You can dive into your top 10, and there's 34 altogether. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can take this test. This assessment is about 20, maybe 28 minutes long, and it's very revealing. So if you haven't done it, I would encourage you to do so. So my very last strength, which I'm calling a weakness, right? Maybe I shouldn't even be calling it a weakness, is consistency. And it makes me laugh because I've had this podcast with, you know, I try to be consistent with it. And when I had a really clear goal, my passion for consistency increases. And I really felt like that information became a tender mercy in my own personal life, because it helped me to do things with more purpose and passion. And it's silly and makes a lot of sense when we think about our lack of consistency in our life. It's probably connected to our lack of passion or our lack of purpose. And just understanding that really helped me. If you guys are interested in going through these strengths, I would love to hear what yours are. There's a website where you can submit your strengths and it will match you up with other people like you. I did that. And if you've heard that from previous episodes, I don't have a match. There isn't anyone that has those same particular strengths in that order. I have met a couple people that have the same top 5, but they're in a different order. And it is no surprise that I love them. So I want you to think about your weaknesses and what are the missing elements to them? What can make them strengths? And for me, it was passion and purpose. Love you guys. Peace out.